Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Thursday night show. And it is, let's see, what is the date? October. I think it's about the 26th or something, 2023. Well, ladies and gentlemen, straight from the biopsy yesterday. Now, let me just tell you what I've got. I'll just get that out of the way up front because it's obvious some stuff. That's what I tried to do last week. I put the Thursday show, and I told you basically the truth right up front. And then I had to put the Thursday show back on Friday night so that you would be able to hear it again. But just to let you know, I'm trying to do it right. I'm trying to breathe. I am on oxygen, so if you hear something in the background, it's a machine. So I'm just trying to let you know, ladies and gentlemen. I wanted to get up here tonight for you guys and be on the air for you. So what old Hawk has, he's had a biopsy, stage 2 lung cancer. Stage 2 lung cancer on the bronchia and then on the lower lobe of the right lung. So there's different things that you can do. Chemo is one of them in a stage 2. They're all kind of natural substances, but I'm getting down the road a long way or a portion of the way down the road. Now, the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven can provide me a miracle, medical miracle. And if you were to pray for me, say, Lord Jesus, go to Hawk right now, provide him with medical miracles and remove the cancer from his body and restore him back to health. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus, because that's the prayer I pray. And a miracle is quicker than a healing. So a miracle is quicker than healing. Brother Quayle and I talked about that a number of years back. And Steve does say hello to all you guys via this show. We talk to him periodically and talked to him yesterday and today and that kind of stuff as well. So anyway, thanks to Brother Steve Quayle. He brought me back to the folds of Lord Jesus, brought me back to Lord Jesus, and then put me on the air. And I've been on here over 19 years. It's been my great pleasure to be with you guys. And some of you, I've been reminded, some of you told me that you've been with me the whole 19 years or plus. And that has just kind of been very interesting to see who it was and all the different ones. And I'm trying to do the best I can here tonight, and I'll try to be on tomorrow night too. Although tomorrow night I have other procedures tomorrow. So I don't know exactly what's going to go on with that, but that's all I'm trying to do is to tell you the truth and to talk about it. Now, hopefully, I'll be on another 5-10 years, you know, if Joe Biden doesn't walk us into nuclear war. And you see, you notice how today we have a card. We have a card. C-A-R-D has been played, hasn't it? A card has been played. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Remember when they had the kings, queens, jokers, all that stuff during the Iraq war? Those were cards, weren't they? Well, now you got MK Ultra type shooter to try to destroy the Second Amendment of the United States once and for all. And why in Maine people didn't have a firearm, I don't know, to shoot that sumbitch right in the head, excuse my French, when he came in that door. And that's something there. If you got a business, if you have a church, if you have a household, you need a firearm at the front door when you go to answer the door. You can keep it around behind the big door, but I would not even answer the door that way anymore. But you got to have something at the ready immediately. And if you're at a place of business, you should be able to have a firearm right there at the front gate. And if you have a restaurant and you have women who are running the check-in, you better make sure they know how to fire it too. And then get one of the old cooks get the old Italian cook or black cook with a lupara in the background with a shotgun ready to go to dance, because this thing is going to go that way and not where we used to come from. It's going down the road of terrible violence and no power, you know, no electricity, no water, none of that. So this is a preparatory time. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to do the best I can, but right now I'm breathing a little heavy, I think. I don't know. Hopefully I'm sounding all right. So, yeah, China's going to support Iran. Russia supports Iran because they made a treaty back in 2005. And incidentally, Iran has S-300, S-400 anti-missile batteries. What that means is they control the missiles around their territory in the Gulf of the Straits of Hormuz for 300 or 400 miles. Each battery. They had in 2004, when Brother Quayle and I went up and he had me on as a guest before he put me on air. And I knew then that the Russians had, or excuse me, the Iranians had 110 super sunburn missiles and 100 exocets. Since then, they've added jillions to everything. And they had in 2004, 42 nuclear warheads that would go on the super sunburns or the exocets or other missiles they had then. And then when the Russians came in 2005, and they brought in the batteries, the S-300 and stuff, the Russians had and were sitting on another 50 nuclear weapons. That's over 90. Plus whatever the Iranians have made. So I'm telling you, this could go that way very quickly. Hence, I'm going to say it one more time. Nuclear, biological, chemical gear. NBC gear. You're going to have to get some of it. Try to get. It's almost imperative to get. A military-grade gas mask, new. But with a canteen connection or a drinking tube connection. But you got to make sure you got the canteen and the proper drinking tube. A Tyvek T-Y-V-E-K dash F or better quality suit to keep the radioactive particles off of you. And then you need a hoodie. Booties over your boots. And you need the heavy butyl rubber gloves. The big rubber gloves. Not the ones for surgery, but the ones for chemical stuff. Look them up. Also, Cresson Carney, C-R-E-S-S-O-N, Carney, K-E-A-R-N-E-Y, Carney, Cresson Carney, How to Survive Nuclear War. It is a PDF that is available for free online. I suggest you download it and then print it. Thank you, B&B, for me. Sound is good. Can't hear the oxygen machine. Well, that's good. Let's back there. I'm thinking. Crazy horse. Thank you, brother. Anyway, I'm trying to do the best I can, ladies and gentlemen. So now Biden and the crooked FBI, over 40 secret witnesses or 40 whistleblowers since Biden was in vice presidency. About the family, crooked family businesses, the bribery and all of the stuff allegedly. So this Biden is done as a president in terms of, but Trump probably is too. So what you got here, and I've had a little time to think in the last few days, although just to let you know, I haven't really slept for about the last month because I could not lay down flat in a bed or on my side. So anyway, the timing of this stuff now, they've played a card, haven't they? To flip your mind off of the Middle East. So what I think they're doing is they're getting ready to crash the economy, the stock market, etc., in the midst of this, and try to sucker Iran or somebody into doing something. Or they'll let Israel go maybe against one of the terror group, Hezbollah up north or Hamas in the south, and let Israel drop attack nukes on somebody down there, up there. I'm trying to do the best I can, but I'm just trying to think about it because there seems to be a time shift and there's a delay by Biden and them on the Israelis, and it really is a big delay. But consequently, they would like to be able to blame any kind of collapse of the economy or the banking system or the stock market and bond market, because the bond market is ready to go bye-bye, and that's the biggest market in the world. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the timing is getting suspect, and I think they would want to blame all of that stuff on. I think they want to blame all that stuff on. Hello there, MCS. Hi to you out there. So anyway, the timing would be to wrap up all of the stock market, bond market collapse, and banking collapse, blame it on the nuclear war. And then they would try to consolidate all of the money in the world into the New World Order crap. And they would go definitely martial law in the United States and in Europe and all over the world. The troops would run the whole thing. So anyway, that's where I think we're headed. And because of that, you need to be preparing as of the Jesus instructed you in Matthew 25. Prepare, buy your lists, but do it much more rapidly. And do not forget to include nuclear, biological, chemical gear. And do not forget to include thousands of rounds of ammunition, if you can afford it. Get what you can get. Pray to the Lord Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, I do not have the money to fully prepare myself. Can you connect me with somebody who will help me to do so? Or can you give me advice, Lord Jesus? Maybe I can trade some of my time in order to do get preps from somebody else who's got the money but not the time. There's my old buddy up in Northern California, MS. Hi to you, brother. Anyway, I couldn't believe it yesterday, man. I didn't know I'd be on today, but I prayed that I would. And thank you for all the prayers that you've sent. And there's my old buddy RS, the Allegheny Gang. Thank you very much for all you do. The interesting thing is that I gave you a tip a week ago, didn't I? And had you done that, you would have earned that 39% growth on your money in a week. You remember what that was? 5.56 ammo, right? I told you about the Lake City out here in Independence, Missouri. They were going to go strictly to government contracts for 5.56. Well, then that caused a demand for the products all over the United States, all over the world, in the commercial settings. And I would tell you again, go get whatever else you can get now too. And I don't care if it's up 59%, go ahead and get you some more. But you might want to consider one of Grandpa's calibers, you know. Get the deer rifle out. Buy some extra deer rifle slugs. 30-06 or 308 or whatever you got. 270. Oh, man. Hello to the old stagecoach stop out there. Say hi to the marshal. He's the toughest of us all. I'm trying, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll be here a little bit, but just let me give me a second. So I don't know. I don't know the exact timing, but I don't know the exact timing of this stuff, but I think the holidays here, don't you? Usually the end of October is a crash, and then we go on into Thanksgiving. That would be real fun, wouldn't it? And with a nuclear war, perhaps, I don't know. But you need to prepare for it as much as you can. You need to prepare for it as much as you can. And the Lord Jesus wants you to be prepared. I can't do a lot of reading tonight. Here's my good old friend from Dunlap, Iowa. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here. It's the fireside chat, only I don't have the fire going. I was trying to think of some other prep items you may want to get. And the Lord keeps telling me, you better get new Thinsulate boots, the heavy, you know, get 1,000 milligram or Thinsulate boots and some heavy, nice merino wool socks. And you need to get the basic pants, underwear, shirts, etc. And then the layers up. You know, where you've got the regular shirt on or something, then you put the fleece jacket on. And then go from that to your parka. And Pentagon sending 900 more troops to bolster anti-Iran defenses ahead of Gaza. There's so many troops over there, you can't believe it. Now I say, well, they're not in Israel. No, they're just all around it. Or they're in the Ukraine, or they're wherever. Or they're on the ships, the Marine Expeditionary Force. Now we got, what do we got here? Thank you, Michael. We got like another war. Pakistan, India, starting to trade some rounds, I guess. Pakistan, India, risking dangerous war. Exchange gun and artillery and rocket fire. So there you go. when Brother Quail and I were on 2004, he said, Hawk, you take me around the world and see what you say is going to happen. I hit almost all of these places, all of these different ones. And we went around the world. It's the Gog, G-O-G, Magog War. Gog, Magog War, Ezekiel 38, 39. If you haven't read it again for meaning, then read it again tonight. And notice verse 10 of Ezekiel 38. And you'll go up to the land of the unwalled villages to take a spoil and a prey. Well, the unwalled villages is the United States. And that's all these thousands of Chinese and Muslims and different people that have come into the United States. We're getting ready to pop us and hit us in different sabotage acts, which those are continuing. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I hurt so bad. Oh, man. I never knew that when you had a lung problem that hurt you in the back or between the shoulder blades, but I guess it does. That would make sense. That's the lungs there. So there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. Lord Jesus, for every one of the listeners out there, Lord, I pray that you would go to them if they need a medical miracle, provide it to them tonight, Lord Jesus. Remove whatever problem they have, restore them back to health. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Yeah, surplus wool blankets. Thank you. That's a good idea. Because I'll tell you, you can get them pretty cheap. Sportsmansguide.com, sportsmansguide.com. I think they have good surplus wool blankets. And then I'll tell you something else. You can take the GI wool blankets, and then you can interlace the space blanket, put the GI wool blanket around you, then wrap yourself in the space blanket. Then wrap yourself in another GI blanket and another space blanket, etc. Do about three layers and then sit still in a underneath a tree or somewhere, you know, or underneath in a cave or a little hole. And then that will help you to defeat a portion of the thermal and night vision. You may look like a deer or a muskrat or something. I don't know. Now, of course, Biden and them are calling for an assault weapons ban because of the card that got played. The Joker got played, you see. So I'm telling you, if you don't have one, go out and buy one tonight or tomorrow. And get some extra magazines and ammo. But if you can't get that, then just, if nothing else, get yourself a 30-06 or a 308 bolt action and get plenty of rounds of ammunition and get a halfway decent scope and sit out a little farther and drill stuff. And then you can always have then a pistol, a SIG or a Glock or whatever you might want, or a revolver, a 357 S&W or a Ruger, or a pump 12-gauge shotgun. And you're going to need it. And I'm sorry to say that you shouldn't, but you're going to. And I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to keep the solar power generator on, keep my oxygen plugged in, and keep my eye on the bench rest sight, rifle sighted in somewhere. Because I ain't going to get up and dance with anybody. Not quite yet. Not until the Lord Jesus removes this crap from my body and restores me back to health. Let me tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. Steve Quayle has got gold or silver for you quick. He has all kind of other supplies and different items that you can get. Go to look on his site, but call him at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. And you tell him Old Hawk sent you. And if he doesn't have it, he can tell you where to get it. Steve used to have some real good night vision. And if you got the money, get you night vision, get you a tactical helmet, that it will screw onto the front of the tactical helmet or the goggles. So anyway, stevequayle.com, stevequayle.com, or 406-586-4840. You tell them Old Hawk sent you. Now, the assault weapons ban, that's predictable, isn't it? So that tells you the author of all of that is MK Ultra, mind control. They set another shooter loose. And then he's a runner, too, so they got to chase him. Consequently, we don't know exactly what that's going to happen with, but there'll probably be more of that. But start taking money out of your bank account, and put some of it into the the cutout of your book, of the one of the books or something. Don't keep as much in there as you normally would. And then get yourself gold and silver, long-term storage food, and canned goods. And good old canned goods. Water purification system. Get you the Berkey or the Pure or the K-9 or whatever it is you can find now. Water storage blocks, small containers that you can carry. Throw in the back of the truck to run with. Not the big 60-gallon. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh, boy. Trying to do the best I can. But I think it's going to be a cold winter. If they turn the power off, the power grid some kind of way with the EMP or other regular nukes, you ain't going to believe what's going to go down. So I would tell you, even out there, start getting ready with firewood, stacking some firewood. Even if you don't have a furnace, a fireplace inside, get you one of them fire rings for outside so you can at least sit around the fire ring and stay warm. And then you can put a tent out there to let some of the hot air get into the tent. And you can stick in there when it gets a little colder. And by then, you can either sleep out there with the fire going, or you could go inside the house and you'd be warm enough in there after being around the fire. But that's a possibility that you need to do something like that. Anyway. The Nunemakers, N-U-N-E. M-A-K-E-R, the missionaries to Indochina for years and years and years. And I would tell you, they have people over there on fire for the Lord Jesus. They built the church with donations partially from this show and other of their donations. Or the house church. Really cool. Looks behind the other house they used to be in, but it's like a good, nice size. It's got 21,000. So it's not building a cathedral. My brother in Oregon says it's supposed to freeze tonight in Roseburg, Oregon. Yeah, it's a little early. Anyway, they're getting Bibles and songbooks to these mountain yards, the mountain tribes. Each one village has a different thing. And I can hardly read this, but let me try. Nunemaker. Indochina Bible Project. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, PA, 17067. May the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000 fold. And I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep on hawking the game? Hawk could use some help, let me tell you. Could use some help. Oh, boy. Anything is most needed and welcome. Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold or platinum. You know, a silver dime, silver ounce, silver quarter. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000 fold. Because I'll tell you what. I thank you for keeping me on all these years. God bless you all. Now, all the retail chains, some of the 15 biggest, just disappearing. Oh, man. Crazy Horse says, take your time to breathe, man. Well, I am trying to breathe. That's my problem. The inhale's the problem, brother. So that's why I've got the air machine on, and I'm just doing the best I can. You better get that buff gun sighted in for about 500 yards down the road, because I think you're going to get winter this year, which will help you out with water and the horses. I wish I could do a little better job tonight, ladies and gentlemen, but I've been trying to sleep. I was able to sleep with the oxygen. I was able to sleep in my reclining chair for several hours today, and that was wonderful. I don't know what my full prognosis is, but there's power in the blood of Jesus, and I've also, I'm aware of some of the different alternatives as well as that, and I'll be more aware of the more aware of the oncologist ways in a day or two. I've got a lot of stuff to go through tomorrow, and then I'll try to be on air tomorrow night. I'll do my best to be on. I don't know, because I'm supposed to have another procedure where they're draining fluid out of my back again. I already had a half a gallon come out, and I've got more to come out. I don't know where that comes from. I guess I'm just full of it. Oh, boy. I've never come on to do a show like this before, but I'm glad I'm here. Very, very glad I'm here, and thank you for all your kind wishes and all your prayers. You can always send prayers to Lord Jesus on my behalf, let me tell you, because I can use all of them I can get. I can use all I can get. So this is not at the beginning of some kind of a thing. This is a little bit down the road a little bit, all right? So I'm not into the prevention mode. I'm into the cure mode, or tried to, just to let you know. Excuse me. I had to get water. Well, I know what Brother Quayle's saying when he says, thank you, Lord Jesus, for the water. Thank you for the water. When he's done his podcast. And that's another thing. Get Steve Quayle 2.0 or get the private briefings as well. His Mexican expeditions, that is the most incredible footage you ever want to see. And the stuff that's coming out of there is true and real. And they show you from the top of the ground to the bottom of the ground when they find it. Just incredible. Just incredible. And it proves that the ancient aliens or fallens were involved with people on this planet thousands and thousands of years ago. That's going to get more important here very quickly. Because you're going to see the, you're going to see the aliens. You're going to see the, excuse me, fallen angels. And Lucifer is already on this planet down in Antarctica. Remember when Brother Evenson told us about that years ago? Oh, boy. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for being a good audience. And I'm trying to do the best I possibly can for you tonight. I think I'm a bit lacking and maybe premature, but I'm glad I came up to get on the air with you again. Now, kind of interesting, some different things you should be thinking about. Your medicine is going to have to come, you know, like natural medicine and that kind of stuff. So you need to get the big encyclopedic, you know, natural medicine books and cures and that kind of stuff. And then there's like Dr. Cass Ingram, I-N-G-R-A-M-S. Dr. Cass Ingram's Life-Saving Cures, Knowledge House Publishers. Look that up and see if you can get that. There's another one here about what's going to be coming up. Book Bioterrorism. Oh, boy. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very sorry I can't read it because I don't have my glasses back here. I'm not even going to try. Well, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Lord, help me tonight. Finish out the show. So Old Hawk is up. And I'm telling you the truth about the matter. So that you know. So that you know. And I'm sorry to see that Tom Horn passed away. Sorry to see the other people are ill or sick in the alternative media world. Ah, oh, man. Oh, here's my buddy again. He said, Hawk, we're lucky to have you at all. Well, that's for sure, because I'll tell you, I thought I croaked last Monday. Came real close, oxygen saturation wise and all of that. And I tried to get oxygen. Nobody could give you oxygen unless they see you and blah, 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 blah. I'll tell you what, the doctors will kill you. I've got a good doctor or two now. And trying to do good for me. And I trying to get it done. But I'll tell you, don't sit there and not do something for yourself. Be a good advocate of your own health and try to stockpile stuff while you can. oregano, ivermectin, you know, colloidal silver, all the different stuff. Fish antibiotics. I'll tell you what, come to find out, I'm glad I had those over the last month or so in the summer, because that may have been what kept me alive at the end of the summer before I went to the doctor, which I couldn't get an appointment because he was out of town. But anyway, I'm here I am now, and I have a good pulmonologist, and I've got to go for another treatment tomorrow, and then I've got to go for different other scans and all kind of stuff. So I'm going to be busy, and I'm going to try to stay on air, and I hope Lord Jesus will protect you against all evil out there, and that he will help you to stock your preparedness storerooms. And even if you can only get one more can of soup or any more stew, then get that, please. You can only get one more round of 20 rounds of ammo, then do that, please. Vary your shotgun ammunition a little bit. Number 4 buck is good for people. Number 10 buck is a double odd is good also. But also you want to throw in a few slugs. And you might, if you can get a hold of it, throw in some, you know, number 2 shot, number 4 shot, number 6 shot, so you can hunt birds. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, just be prepared to cook out, camp out, and to have your own general store of all kind of items. And that's the best thing I can tell you to do. I started years ago, and I'm so glad I did. So even if I was to pass away, my wife could eat for 2 years, easy, on the long-term storage food. See if you can get another 30 days down the road for yourself. So anyway, I'm going to try to do the best I can and keep going on as long as the Lord will allow me to go on. And then after that, I'll try to give you the trip to life, fantastic Coupe de Ville, you know, and say good night, ladies and gentlemen. I already did that once because I thought it was going to be then, but I'm not sure if it ain't soon. I don't know. After going through some things here, and with enough prayer, the Lord Jesus provide me a medical miracle, I could be going on a long time. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive those of our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, our Father in heaven. So I don't know when the time is, but the season is nigh. The season is nigh, ladies and gentlemen. And I know some of you out there may just be listening for the first time. I used to have the big booming voice. Oh, yeah, flechettes. Thank you. That's what I was thinking about. Crazy Horse says on the other 12-gauge shotgun shells, get some flechettes. They go right through the bush is real nice too. And probably can chew up some of the bulletproof vest, so to speak. So anyway, I pray that you will excuse my goofy soundingness tonight. And my lack of breath. And pay attention to what's on stevequayle.com. Because Steve selects out the best stories and the best clear-cut information out of all of them. And tend to believe more on the side of it's going to be topsy-turvy, wild weasel, upside down, than less. I know you know all this stuff, ladies and gentlemen. But I'll tell you what, power in the blood of Jesus. And that's what I invoke tonight, man. Just power in the blood of Jesus, and he got me on air. And all your prayers help got me on air. I say hello to everybody out there I can. Dunlap, Hampton, Iowa. Beatrice, Nebraska. Kearney, Nebraska. Northern California. The Buffalo gals. Even those up in Maine. And the where the cards being played. Where the card is being played. See, we got them on the Lee Harvey Oswalds, the three-name shooters, right? We got them on all of those guys. And we've been talking about their MK Ultra for since back in West Virginia, that university back in there, we've been telling you about it. Actually, earlier than that. So now they've gone to a card and cutesy little sayings and names. So I'll tell you what, this thing is going to go wild weasel. It's already going, and you need to prepare for it, or Jesus wants you to be prepared. He tells you in Matthew 25, in the parable there. Read that again tonight. And then he also tells you if you want to see him manifest himself to you, you go to John 14, and Jesus will give you the most wonderful gifts. Anything you ask in his name, he will do. His name is Lord Jesus. His name is Lord Jesus. And then he tells you later on, read the whole verse, read the whole chapter 14 of John. And you know, he tells you how he'll manifest himself to you. If you want to see him, he tells you how to go about that. Repent of your sins, ask Jesus to come into your heart, to be your Savior. And if you're sincere, and he will come and do it, and he'll start to wash you clean. Start to wash you clean. So I thank you for putting up with me tonight, but I want to come up with you just to let you know that I'm still amongst the living, you know, and thank the Lord Jesus for that and all your prayers. So don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight, you know. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family, for your Bill of Rights, for your business, your farm, your wrench. Mighty men and women of valor, the MMV, in those spacecraft up there, you need to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and against constitutional America. If it be thy will, if it be thy Father's will in heaven, and he allows you to do it, then do it. Because it's coming anyway. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready out there. Nikki Lapua, you're the best by test on the 338 or hand-to-hand. On hand-to-hand. At least five or six different disciplines that I know of you can do. Road and track. Little L. God bless you. I've been hearing a lot of good things about you. And thank you guys for all your prayers for me. And you tell your daddy to thank him for all he does. That's most appreciated. So, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Old Hawk is back. Just so you know, and I will try to come up tomorrow night, but I don't know yet. I don't know how I'll be doing. I've got procedures to do tomorrow. But I'll try to hang in as long as I can, and the Lord Jesus allows me. Consequently, I'm going to tell you that you need to prepare, and that ammunition and NBC gear need to be in the mix. Big time. As well as the food, the water, and the medical supplies, etc. Medical will cost you a lot more than you think. I remember years ago I went up to the Walgreens and I just got a basket and I started throwing stuff in, all the bandages and all the stuff, and I couldn't believe it. How many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars that was. But you're going to need it. And to my old man, Captain K, out there on the Coronado Island, I hope you're doing all right out there. And to all my other friends across the country, may the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. And may he provide you with superabundance and all needed to survive what's getting ready to come. I may close off a minute or two early tonight, because I'm just running out of gas. But I thank you, Lord Jesus, for bringing me back on. I thank all you people out there for praying for me too, Lord Jesus, and to our Father in heaven. And I think it's going to be a cold winter. I think you need to get the warm clothes to make sure you can withstand it without natural gas or propane or without anything, maybe with some firewood you can. Maybe with some firewood you can. The politics ain't going to save you. The only thing that's going to save you is our Father in heaven and Lord Jesus, his son. So don't count on any politician to boot you in or save you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to sign off now. I'm going to sign off a minute or two early because I'm about run out of air. About run out of air. So may the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.